Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
It is indeed time for Being Green. And it's a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Lovely, lovely morning. I say it damply, but my spirits are not damp.
No, but we had a lot of damp yesterday, wasn't it? Nice, great rain. Mm. And we need more and more, don't we?
We do. I drove past the big messages on the freeway and on the quiet freeway. And the message is, reduce consumption immediately. Dam levels are 15.5 on average.
Wow.
Which you've got about 5%, really, effectively.
Yes.
Anyway.
It is rather terrifying, really. But come on, cold fronts.
The rain should help. The rain should help. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's water related this morning, I guess you could say. Listen up. Fracking. Yes, fracking. Hasn't been in the headlines much recently, but it's not going to go away. The current state of play is that a limited number of licenses for exploration, prospecting, are going to be issued for the designated region in the Karoo to three entities, three to Shell, one each to Falcon and Bundu. One of the reasons for the slow progress on fracking is the oil price, which has kept at a low level for most of this year and last, and the economic attractions of fracking are just not that great. But inevitably, the oil price is going to fluctuate and probably trend upwards. And as for our economy, well, let's not go there. I heard a talk last night by one of the 130 specialists who worked on the CSIR's research report on aspects of fracking, which was coordinated by the National Science Body, the South African Biodiversity Institute, and the Council for Geoscience. The talk wasn't about fracking, incidentally, although it was a little like the elephant in the room. Professor Jenny Day, foremost aquatic ecologist and an icon in the field of water studies in southern Africa, was talking about water in the Karoo. Almost an oxymoronic topic, you might think. There's very little of it, and what there is of this scarce resource is getting even scarcer, a fact that we urbanites are having to come to terms with rather painfully at present, though the people and their animals in the Karoo have been living all that time with the reality. And in a way, they've been flourishing. Professor Day showed us how the rare occurrence of water in the dry riverbeds, just a few pools, even temporary puddles, are microhabitats for a whole range of uniquely adapted life forms, including, at the top of that particular food chain, a bunch of tiny invertebrates that have evolved the most ingenious ways of not just surviving, but reproducing and passing on their genes to the next generation, in diverse ways. Truly, biodiversity in the face of adverse environmental conditions is a wonder. Well, it makes you think, anyway. Most of the water in the Karoo is not on the surface. Farmers, their workers, their animals are dependent almost exclusively on water underground. It's not of the ideal quality for human and animal consumption either. It tends to be brackish, but it's okay. The aquifers they exploit are dolerite rocks. Dolerite is a volcanic rock type that intrudes into the sediments of the Karoo Basin in a series of complex sills and dikes. You can see the dolerite on the surface. That's the hard rock layers capping the koppies and the flat-topped hills, in fact forming a typical Karoo landscape. Where you get dolerite, you can expect water. But it's not simple, as the dolerite layers interleave and the groundwater travels extremely slowly in complex patterns following the fragmented layers and dikes. And the deeper you drill, the hotter the water gets, and more minerals are dissolved in it. At depths of 1,000 meters and more, the groundwater is really very hot and very toxic, with uranium, barium, even arsenic salts and other nasties. Now, the shale beds containing the lovely shale gas that is so desirable are at greater depths, and the frackers will have to drill through the dolerite strata to get to their fracking targets. Of course, they know how to do that and how to prevent contamination of the dolerite aquifers. And there's always a risk, and there is the inevitable accident. The risks will be assessed as the exploration drills of the prospectors go down, and it may turn out that shale gas is not as abundant as preliminary studies show. Many things will be learned by the exploration activity, and a better picture will emerge of the subterranean structure of the earth under the Karoo. That will be a plus. The hydrogeology of the prospecting areas is very complex. That emerges clearly from the CSIR report. The compilers of the Comprehensive Strategic Environmental Assessment for Shale Gas Development are even-handed and fair, but they're very guarded when it comes to endorsing SGD as all good. There are questions which only time will answer. Where will the quantities of drilling water come from? Could the deep dolerite aquifers provide the water? And where will the used fracking liquid be stored or disposed of? They're just three. Keep a close eye on shale gas development. There will be significant developments of other sorts in the months to come. And if you do have the time, do have a look at the CSIR website and that report. It's called, a bit of a mouthful, Strategic Environmental Assessment for Shale Gas Development, under seasgd.csir.coza. But it really makes fascinating reading. We should be informed. Do I have time to do a little update?
Yes, of course you do, yeah.
Mark, last week we talked about the Cape de Rio rowing, the do one thing challenge. I haven't really fastened on the one thing that I'm going to do, but it's got to be an important thing, but I'm thinking about it. Certainly stimulated by that. And Wayne Mulherber and his rowing companion, Wayne Robertson and Bram Mulherber, are now really well and truly into the home straight. Well, relatively speaking. They've done a staggering 6,271 kilometres, over 2 million rowing strokes or pulls, and now they're into the home straight of under 1,100 now, or just under 1,200 kilometres to Rio. They've been blown a bit off course, but they're making their way down and into that home stretch. But as Woody Allen said about eternity, eternity is a very long time, especially towards the end. Probably now. That's the way Bram and Wayne are feeling. But good luck to them. About 1,100 kilometres left.
Wow, amazing stuff. And you'll be kept updated on Fire Music Radio. Imagine that, 2 million strokes of the oar already, and they aren't all the way across the Atlantic yet. Amazing stuff. That was Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.